Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House was in session this week and worked on some legislation that closes a loophole that allowed public officials who were convicted of crimes to still collect their pensions. What are some of the details about this?
Well, public officials and employees who are convicted of public corruption crimes would be forced to forfeit their government pension under legislation that passed the House recently. House Bill 939 would hold state, county, or municipal government officials and public employees, including judges, teachers, and other school district employees, accountable for crimes related to their official duties by requiring them to forfeit their government pension. They would also need to pay appropriate restitution when they plead guilty or no contest to any crime related to their official government position or any felony offense related to their office or employment. This would prevent public officials from cutting deals under which they agreed to plead guilty to a lesser crime to keep their pensions. The bill, which now goes to the Senate, would also impact federal crimes that are classified as felonies or are punishable by a term of at least 5 years in prison.
Also, it's spring and people are getting outside, and when folks go outside, they can sometimes be exposed to some insect-borne diseases, and I understand there's some important information people need to be aware of.
To help ensure patients in Pennsylvania will have access to the latest in diagnostics and treatment options for Lyme disease and related tick-borne diseases, House Bill 174 was reported out of the House Health Committee this week. Over the last 5 years, Pennsylvania has ranked highest in the nation in confirmed cases of Lyme disease, with almost 11,000 in 2015. Additionally, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection released a study last year confirming a high risk of Lyme disease in every county of the Commonwealth. House Bill 174 would require health insurers to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease or related tick-borne illnesses as prescribed by a patient's health care provider, regardless of if the treatment plan includes short-term or long-term antibiotic treatment. The bill now goes to the full House for consideration. Also, for tips about how to protect yourself, please visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health website at www.health.pa.gov. Again, www.health.pa.gov, and look in the Hot Topics menu for a link to a list of Lyme disease information and resources.
Also, as the weather gets warm, a lot of folks start thinking about getting out in the great outdoors and using their bicycles, and I understand that there's some new information available from PennDOT.
That's correct. With May being designated as National Bike to Work Month and May 15th through the 19th as National Bike to Work Week, PennDOT has released a new interactive state map with detailed biking trails. Pennsylvania has thousands of miles of bicycle routes and is focused on improving bicycle safety and access. Not only is biking a growing form of work transportation, but it also contributes to the state's tourism industry. For a list of resources on biking, including routes, safety tips and videos, events, and commuting information, visit the PennDOT website at www.pendot.gov, again, www.pendot.gov, and look under the Travel and Safety menu for a link to information on bike routes and other resources.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.